Phone Boy Speaks, episode 369, Dishing T-Mobile.
Because one report about T-Mobile potentially getting purchased by somebody was not enough, the folks at Dish Networks, who actually tried to buy Sprint before SoftBank was able to swoop in with a deal, they're considering buying T-Mobile. I mean, who isn't considering buying T-Mobile, I guess? Well, heck, if I had the money, I'd consider buying T-Mobile. But, Dish has got a lot of spectrum on hand that they've been acquiring, but they have no network, right? I mean, they're just acquiring the spectrum, which means they have the rights to use the spectrum, but they have no they don't have a network. And I love the Reuters story that says, well, there's no synergy there between Dish and T-Mobile because Dish has no infrastructure. Well, if anything, that's a good thing, right? Because the problem with Sprint purchasing T-Mobile is there is infrastructure there and it's completely incompatible. So why is that a bad thing? I don't get it. But anyway, and of course, I think Dish buying T-Mobile would be better because that keeps four major carriers in play, and more choices is a good thing. And Dish has been somewhat disruptive in the television delivery business or the cable business. I mean, they're a satellite provider, and they by far have the lowest price as far compared to like DirecTV or something. They have better deals in that. So it still ends up being too expensive for me. That's why I don't have that. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that I think everybody would appreciate T-Mobile being independent. If they're owned by somebody else other than Deutsche Telekom, that's fine, right? But if they're purchased by Sprint, then that leaves only three carriers, and that's not good. And we'll probably get more heavily scrutinized by the government. But a buyout by Dish actually would say preserve the fourth carrier independentness, and I think would be better in the longer run. Anyway, I just I find the press on it just kind of baffling, at least that Reuters article anyway.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.